Radio Chaser, brought to you by Sewing Needles, a free strawberry with everyone sold.
Sydney, a city of coffee, beer, wine, and fear. Mainly the fear that drinking so much coffee, wine, and beer was a bad idea. It's to cities what hangovers are to drinking. But we love it. So sit back and take the ultimate cure. 1 hour of pure, uncut Radio Chaser.
Yes, welcome to the program. Charles Firth, Chris Taylor, Andrew Hansen, and Dom Knight with you this afternoon. We're going to talk about Apple's latest watch and find out lots about watches in the world today. Chris Taylor has paint or porn. Can you tell the difference between a type of a colour of paint and a porn star?
Just by not if you have an actual porn star and an actual paint in front of you.
That's
true. I reckon most people could tell a can of paint from a person, but we're talking about can you separate the names?
Can you promise porn stars covered with paint?
Yes.
All right, that's coming up too. But first, strawberries. This is quite an extraordinary story. More details keep coming out about this massive recall, and Woolies certainly affected first of all, and it's sort of widened. We just heard from Sasha in the news that everything from today should be okay if you cut it in half, which is a nice MasterChef tip, but a disgruntled ex-employee could be to blame.
What a surprise. When I've heard that they thought maybe a disgruntled ex-employee was sticking the sewing needles into strawberries, I thought, oh, that's such a surprise that that would be the suspect. Like, you know, there's so many other people who would have the opportunity and motive to do that. Like,
what employee of a major supermarket chain sews when they're not stuck in shit? Like, I kind of get heroin needles or like of all the needles, like who's bringing their knitting to work to sabotage the groceries?
Yeah, it'll be an 85-year-old disgruntled employee because she's the only person who has some sewing needles.
I always thought a sewing needle was too big to put in a strawberry. Like, aren't they enormous great things the size of your arms?
Well, that's a knitting needle.
No, not a sewing needle. Okay, this explains everything.
I mean, has anyone checked the kiwi fruits? Are there any knitting needles in those?
Or the watermelons?
I actually applaud the disgruntled ex-employee who's done this, because we've had a lot of cases of sabotage over the years, lots of things being recalled. This is the first time I can remember that someone's actually included the means to repair the hole that it makes in your gut. So, yes, okay, you've got a ruptured abdomen, but there's a sewing needle right there to get you stitched up in no time. It's very thoughtful.
Maybe it's a surgeon who's doing this.
But I must say, I do applaud Woolworths on their quick action on this, because I feel that their new marketing campaign has really lent into the crisis.
Hey, kids, here's some fruit.
Oh, strawberries again, Dad.
Are your kids getting sick of the same old fruit day after day?
Try them, son. I think you'll be surprised.
Ow! Oh, what the...
Coles has its little shop collectibles, but at Woolworths, we're putting the excitement back into fruit with the new Little Sharpies range.
Ow! Oh, hey. Wow, I got a sewing needle in my strawberry.
I got a mini syringe in my banana. It's so cute.
I'll swap you my mini sharpened nail file for your mini shiv.
Little Sharpies. Collect a lot before they run out and you bleed out.
I only had the switchblade to go.
At Woolworths, the fresh blood people.
Triple M's Radio Chaser.
Radio Chaser here in a land where strawberries need to be cut in half to check whether there are needles in them at this point. Bizarre.
It strikes me as odd that of all the things available in a supermarket to sabotage, they chose the humble strawberry. Because if you really want to get to the product and the thing that most customers feel most passionately about, it would have been the single-use bags. Like if you just almost went a bit acupuncture with your needle on every single-use bag so it was no longer usable.
Imagine the outrage over that. Yeah. I mean, people are already angry about those things.
But it's good that, because Woolies issued a nationwide recall of all their strawberries from last Friday. So if you have done that, you know, chuck them out.
Where do we send them? Just to Wimbledon for next year's strawberry cream?
No, your local sewing circle. They always need more needles.
But there's a whole lot of other products that I think that they should recall at the same time.
While we're in there yanking off the strawberries, we could just take some other products off the shelves too.
Like candy bananas. I'm willing to call that.
Who eats those things?
They are disgusting. Yeah, you can still go to every Woolworths in the country, every Coles in the country, and they still sell candy bananas.
You know what you they're know for, don't you? You know why those things exist.
So that all other lollies taste better.
No. It's so that at every children's party, when they do a lolly bag, they put the good expensive stuff in and then just bulk it up with the candy banana. Yeah.
Well, the problem is it ruins the rest of the lollies because the dry sort of powdery stuff gets over all the lollies.
Yeah, the whole thing smells like a fake banana, doesn't it?
It doesn't just ruin parties. It ruins childhood.
Yeah, it's like when you get a pair of new shoes and there's that little bag in there that goes "Do not eat."
Yeah.
What's actually in there is a candy banana sucking up all the moisture inside the box.
So let's recall the candy banana. I've got one. I love Arnott shapes. I'm a big fan of the chicken crimpy. I love my barbecue, my pizza.
Delicious.
What on earth is going on with savoury shapes?
Yeah, savoury.
Can we just recall savoury shapes?
It is. What's even that flavour? What does it even mean?
They're all savoury. They don't make us a sweet variety of shape, do they?
They don't. It's like stale cheese on a cracker. Take it off.
Yeah. Take it off the shelves.
Anyone else?
I'm with you there. Yeah, absolutely. I would like them to withdraw those sort of cheap ice cream cones. You know how
Yes.
You know the old-fashioned one? They always taste like they're pre-staled. They've been deliberately left out. Yeah, for weeks they've been left on the bench.
It'd almost be better to put a scoop of ice cream in the cardboard box that cones come in and have a more nutritious experience.
All right, 1-3-5-3, let's go to the phones on this. What other thing should we be recalling? Guys, my one is Devon, right? Surely we've gone past the point of eating Devon. It's disgusting. I don't even know what's in Devon. And plus the nationwide arguments about what to call the bloody stupid thing.
Yeah.
Whip it off the shelves.
And send spam on its way while you're with it.
Oh, yes, you should. 1-3-3-5-3. We want to know yours. What do we take off the shelves? Let's go to Peter from Silverdale. Hey, Peter.
G'day, Chaser. How are you?
Oh, very well. What do you want to recall?
Guys, I've got to put this one out there. It's that fake meat stuff, corn, for the vegetarians. Seriously, they've got a whole department of fruit and veg. You can put fruit and veg in the freezer. They don't want to eat meat. Why make it look like meat?
Oh, look, that's a good point. My wife would agree. She's a vegetarian. She would never eat, like, that fake chicken or the tofurkey. Like, her whole thing is not eating things that remind her of animals.
Exactly. See, I'm the opposite of that. I gave up meat a while ago. But I like meat. I just don't like dead animals. So I quite like fake meat. I think it's a great invention.
My objection is we don't seem to have the reverse. For those of us that, you know, can't stand the ethical thought of eating vegetables, why don't they make vegetables that are actually made out of meat?
Meat broccoli.
All right. We're dreaming big here. 1-3-3-5-3, what other products should we recall? Ray is on the line. Hello, Ray.
Hey, boys. How are you?
Not too bad.
What are your thoughts?
I was just ringing to have a go at someone wanting to take savoury shapes off the shelf.
That's Chris Taylor.
Well, you like the savoury shapes, do you?
Oh, mate. Look, MG himself said he eats a box a day, and I have as well since I've been about 12.
Box a day?
What?
Well, goodness me.
They're called savoury shapes for a reason, because they're just savoury. They're not, you know, barbecue shapes are all good, but savoury shapes, awesome.
This is my theory. The reason you need to eat a box a day is you need to eat that many to detect any scintilla of flavour in those things.
Working with MG, I've got a lot of respect for his physique. Yeah, that's carb loading, pure and simple. No distraction from the pizza flavour, just savoury shapes straight onto the biceps. It's not for the rest of us.
No, it's confusing marketing because there's already...
I'll tell you, right? Some packs you get are slightly cooked more than others. Yeah. And that's the secret. You've got to get the more... cooked ones.
The well done is better, is it, than the rare?
Fair enough.
So when I think it says on the box, baked, not fried, you want overcooked, not fried.
There you go. All right, 1-3-3-5-3, what are we taking off the shelves? A lot of dissent there on the savoury shapes. Greg is on the line. Greg, from Canada. Are you actually currently in Canada or merely from Canada, Greg?
I'm from Canada. I came down in 2010, and I've been living here ever since. Dual citizen, I've been loving it. But I'm sorry, Charles, I just have to disagree with you. I love the bananas. I think they're fantastic.
Well, see, you would...
get them in Canada, so I suppose that might be why.
Yeah, see, you would say that, but you're a foreigner, so can't really trust your judgment on anything.
What if we took all of the candy bananas off the shelves and gave them to you? Would that work?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
All right, what do you like about the candy banana, can I ask? Because none of us can fathom it.
Half of it's the flavour. The other half is just the softness of it. It's actually Yeah. Just, I stick them in my mouth, and yeah. I can chew them, like, softly, and they're just gone. They dissolve in my mouth.
It's Greg, great. Can I recommend a product called a banana? It's a similar flavour. It's also soft. All right, thanks for that. Let's go to Steve. 133353 is the number. Hey, Steve.
G'day, boys.
What are we pulling off the shelves? What do you think?
The Doritos biscuit.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
We've talked about this before. What's your beef with the Doritos biscuit?
Doritos, to me, are corn chips. Corn chips are Doritos. Any other Doritos product is not Doritos unless it's corn chips.
I know. It'd be like Coon Cheese putting out a corn chip, wouldn't it? It's just they should never get involved with a different aisle in the supermarket.
I think Coon Cheese has other problems too. Tell us anyway.
And, and the Dorito biscuit is so weird because it's clearly the exact same flavour on top of the biscuit, but you can't taste it. It still tastes really bland for some reason.
I think you convinced us. Well done. I'll move on finally to Fletcher from Hunters Hill. Hey, Fletcher, we're basically going into supermarkets and pulling product off the shelves. What do you reckon? What do we recall?
Well, I had one of my mates from work come in the other day with 4 bananas in a packet.
What?
Oh, yeah.
You know, like on a tray.
Like in plastic?
In plastic. I don't like this.
No, I do because it pisses off Craig Rucastle. Yeah.
Because bananas they come with a package. There's a natural packaging that's attached to them.
It's almost bad as candy bananas in a packet.
All right, thank you very much.
Does anybody need a job? Because there's this wonderful job going, and it's gone a bit viral online, the job ad. Mm. Here is a fantastic opportunity, I think, for the right kind of person. There's a lady on a little Greek island called Syros, and she needs somebody to look after her cats. Now,
sounds idyllic.
Charles, can I get? Oh, let's play a little higher and lower number game here. How many cats do you think that she's talking about?
It's always something absurd, isn't it? So it would be like 30 cats.
Higher.
Can I just say, I'm going to have my guess soon, but this would be a fantastic game show. Like, instead of Price is Right, how many cats does this lady have?
That's what I'm pitching. I think it's got years in it, this one. Look, I'll just tell
higher than 30. Greek islands, there's a lot of stray cats. It'd be in the hundreds, wouldn't it?
Well, no. Look, it's 70 cats that you have to look after as part of this job. But, you know, for that, she's offering a handsome salary of $10,000 a year. And the thing is, though, she's actually been inundated with applications. She's received, because it was just a Facebook post, but because it went a bit viral, because it's a bit interesting, she says she's got 35,000 applications to sort through. Right.
Well, you could have one per cat, couldn't you? You could hire 78 people.
Get the cats to process. Yeah. To give the cats something to do as well. But it's just a one-woman operation, and she's got to... But I wonder, though, how many people are keen on the actual job and how many are keen on it for other reasons. Like, she said that many of the applications come from, quote, refugees wanting to find a way out of war zone.
Oh, God. Those poor creatures. Because mining 70 cats for an old lady would be pretty shitty, but better than a war zone. Can we agree on that?
I disagree. I reckon... I hate cats. They're so sort of standoffish and peculiar and paranoid. I would much prefer to be in Syria. Got a bit of action.
Come on, it's an easy job. There's no way the old lady knows all 70. If one of them dies, you just replace it. She's never going to tell.
She won't
How
know.
How would she know?
The unethical cat minder.
It's like the worst version ever of Shirley Valentine. Remember that film where that one woman found love on a Greek island? I don't know what this woman does with her cats at night, but I assume it's a little bit racy.
Or Mary Poppins, in a really sort of catty version of that. Come on, mind the cat.
The one you want to think of is 101 Dalmatians. Who minded those Dalmatians? That's what I want.
Yeah. Well, I assume refugees.
Yeah, wanting a way out of war zones. Now, she's got a nickname, this lady who's offering the job.
I'm going with the cat lady.
Yeah, Chris, what do you think? Is she called the cat lady of Syros, Souvlaki Whiskers, or Moussaka Miausaka?
Moussaka Miausaka.
I'm afraid you're incorrect. It's the most boring answer, the correct one, the cat lady of Syros.
I thought that was a Shakespeare play.
Yeah. Triple M. a real seat filler. So anyway, look, why not post on Facebook if you want to apply for this job? The job offer is still open after many, many days because she hasn't gotten through all the applications. She's had one from a poet who writes poems from his cats. The shortest application was from an Indonesian lady who wrote, "Want job, please call." And I should just give you, to finish off, her latest update from Facebook. She said, for those who might have seen it, The media have shared an article about the viral nature of my cat job ad. For the record, I'd like to clarify a few inaccuracies. It is 55 cats, not 70, and I am not locally known as the Cat Lady of Syros.
Triple M Radio Chaser.
Big news for nerds such as myself. Apple's annual announcement of the new iPhones and Apple Watches was at about 3 a.m. this morning. I've already watched it all and got all the news. But look, a lot of talk about the new Apple Watch. It's bigger screen, smaller size, and it can actually do an ECG and detect your heart rate. So lots of excitement.
I love that feature too, where you open it up and it's got a needle in it.
Wouldn't that be great?
It's got everything.
So in honour of this big day in tech, we have a whole bunch of facts for you about the Humble Watch.
Fact that's amazing.
Yes, and all watches. These facts are about all watches. 90% of men who spend thousands of dollars on a Rolex watch still use their iPhone to tell the time.
Fact.
The most accurate watch is a cesium-133 watch. It can accurately calculate the exact moment you'll die from all the radiation from the cesium.
Fact.
Some people buy smartwatches like the Apple Watch, where you pay $700 for a watch that's obsolete in a year, which is not smart.
Fact.
Originally, women had wristwatches while men had pocket watches. That's because men like to have one off the wrist.
So very factual.
Did you know the Swatch Watch Company sold approximately 1 billion Swatches in the 1980s and approximately zero Swatches in the 90s?
Oh, fact.
So true, so true.
Wearing a fob watch is a fun and easy way to look like a wanker. The same result can be achieved by wearing an Apple Watch.
Fact.
What's that on your wrist there, Charles? Yes. So most watches have a second hand, which is always the third hand.
Fact.
Underwater watches were invented for the large number of people who have important appointments to keep with an octopus.
Absolutely a fact.
And our final watch fact for today is it's considered extremely poor form to look at your watch during lovemaking and almost impossible to do when you're fisting someone.
Fact. Radio Chaser, brought to you by Sewing Needles. You never know where they'll turn up next.
Yes, a great sponsor to have on board, Sewing Needles. Just a word of warning, though. They want us to let you know that some sewing needles have been found with strawberries attached to them. They're very difficult to sew with.
They are.
Yeah.
It's very annoying when you are sewing and you find a strawberry inside your needle.
Isn't that irritating?
I mean, it also defies physics, but it's really annoying.
Mind you, the great sponsor and nothing against needles.
Oh, no, of course. We'd never badmouth a sponsor on Radio Chaser. It would never happen.
I love needles so much. You know, when you go into those toilet cubicles and they've got those needle disposal sort of, you know, I try to break those open. The way some people ram ATMs to get the money, I ram those. That's how much I love needles.
Yeah. It's also worth saying this: you can't take a strawberry to a needle exchange today. That doesn't work at all.
You could try.
You probably should.
I wonder what they'd say. There's something for you to try after the show and record for tomorrow, Charles.
Now, Barnaby Joyce, on yesterday's show, we were talking about Barnaby's book.
Yes.
And how he's only sold 1,500 copies.
It's the only time I've ever felt good about the sales of my books. He's got 1,500. I think Alan Jones and Latho's cookbook, 700 or so.
Yeah. And this is despite a national tour.
Wasn't he on Kennedy Malloy or something?
They would have ploughed hundreds of thousands of dollars into this book, and they've sold 1,500 copies. Anyway, so the publisher has sort of asked Barnaby to release a new version of the book that sort of listens to audience demand for what they want in the book.
Following the lackluster sales of his tell-all memoir comes the book from Barnaby Joyce you wanted all along. Weatherboard and Iron, the Blank Page Edition, a tell-nothing memoir by Barnaby Joyce.
Hi, I'm Barnaby Joyce. You said you didn't want to get to know the real me, and I listened. So in my latest book, I share no revolting details of my sexual habits, no descriptions of my dreary dinner parties. I don't even make backhanded comments about my absolute of an ex-wife. And readers beg me not to include the bit about how the Murray Darling is a bit dry when it doesn't rain. So that's gone too.
Weatherboard and Iron, the tell-nothing memoir by Barnaby Joyce.
I even took me face off the front cover due to popular demand.
This is Radio Chaser on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
There's also a fine line, Chris Taylor has discovered, between the names that paint companies use for their colours and the names of porn stars.
Paint or porn?
Yeah, it is the quiz show sweeping the nation. I'm going to read out a series of names. All you have to do is tell me, are they the names of an actual paint from the Torbens colour chart, or is it the name of a porn star? It's that simple. Charles first, step up to the plate.
Rightio.
Your name is Candy Apples. Candy Apples.
Candy Apples. Well, that does sound very porny, but I think it's also very painty. I'm going to go with paint.
Candy Apples is a Nashville girl who's made at least 74 adult films.
Hang on, technicality here. She's named herself after a colour of paint, hasn't she?
Well, she might have. It depends where you emphasise. Is it Candy Apples or Candy Apples? Like, if it's candy, that's like, isn't every porn star called Candy?
That's probably true.
I thought that was the giveaway. Yeah. Anyway.
Except for the ones called Toffee Apples.
Oh, Andrew, you know your one. Okay, Andrew Hansen, step up to the plate.
Yeah.
Chelsea Blue.
Oh, Chelsea Blue.
Chelsea Blue. Is that a paint colour name or a porn star?
Gee, this is a real quandary. I mean, it could very easily be either one.
That's very hard because Chelsea Football Club are the Blues, but maybe it's a girl who's a fan.
Andrew Hansen, I need an answer.
Yeah, no, look, I'm going to go paint. I'm going to guess that it's named after the blue from that the football team dress in.
No, she is a porn star.
She's a porn star.
they don't come much bluer than
is
Chelsea
she the official,
Blue.
Official mascot of the Chelsea Blues. Or?
All right, Dom Knights.
All right,
French Iris.
French Iris. No, that's a colour.
Yes, very well done. Yeah, I'd like to think there is a porn star though. They've just called her French Iris.
I'm very glad I got that right because you know what my niece is called.
No? Oh, there you go.
Iris, she's not French, though.
Right. Charles, your next name. This is paint or porn. All you have to do is tell me, is it a paint or is it the name of a porn star? Savannah Mizzle.
Okay, that's...
Savannah Mizzle.
That's got to be a porn star.
Oh, that is a paint. Oh. That is literally a paint.
What colour is that? I'm
glad you are. It's greyish green. Now, had you ever heard the term mizzle before?
No.
Apparently, it means the same as drizzle. Like, in England, they talk about the mizzle when it's light rain.
Really? Half drizzle, half mist.
And so Savannah Mizzle, I guess, is light mist or rain.
What's that on your wall, though?
Well, I'd rather that than a porn star.
That's true.
All right. So, no, that Savannah Mizzle is a paint name. Andrew Hansen, Sunny Lane.
Sunny Lane. It says country singer, isn't it? It doesn't sound like either a paint or a porn.
Sunny Lane.
Sunny Lane. Oh, that's a... it's a little bit porn star. Okay. Is it... It's a porn star?
He absolutely is, yes. Very prolific male porn star from the US of A. And our final name in paint or porn for this week is for you, Dom Knight. Oriental Sky.
Oriental Sky. Is both an answer here?
Well, I've only got one answer
Sky. I'm going to go paint.
She's a very, very arousing porn star. And that has been Paint or Porn for another week.
Radio Chaser, available as a podcast. I often mention that, triplem.com.au. But, bit of news from us. A new podcast... The Radio Chaser, the Chaser presents Cat's Pajamas or Cat's Piss. It is on your podcast app. It's on Podcast One. It's up now.
Dom, I'm going to have to pull you up on this because over the weekend, I searched for Cat's Pajamas with the Chaser on iTunes and I could not find it. I can't find Cat's Pajamas with the Chaser on iTunes.
Sorry, what's it called?
If you search for Cat's Pajamas with the Chaser on iTunes now... Will it actually be found? Yes, it will.
I just did. It is up.
Oh, it's there.
Cat's Pajamas
with
the Chaser
is
up.
It's up.
Well, that's Cat's Pajamas, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm. Or is it Cat's Piss?
You have to listen
cat's
to find out.
Cat's Pajamas or Cat's Piss.
Yeah, six episodes are up and we'll add another one every week to the end of the year. And it's longer ones, history, looking at things like the ways that the CIA tried to kill Fidel Castro. Were they Cat's Pajamas or Cat's Piss? Had a lot of fun making that one.
Mm.
Now, a topical Cat's Pajamas or Cat's Piss for you guys. Yesterday was the midwinter ball in Canberra where all the parliament, all the politicians go with their wives and all that kind of stuff. And just as a way of getting your message across, Adam Bandt from the Greens, his partner Claudia Perkins had the words "coal kills" shaved into her head at a formal do. What do you think of that as a way of getting your point across? Cat's pajamas or cat's piss?
Well, I think it's cat's pajamas. I don't know if she was trying to get her point across. That might just be a hairstyle that's in at the moment. I've seen a lot of kids walking around with coal kills shaved into their head.
Well, do you think her hairdresser got distracted and was writing that down?
Accidentally did it in her skull.
Yeah.
I know. Happens to me, the hairdresser. They write that. I've had like 10, 15 shaved into my head because someone was making an appointment.
Do we know? I mean, how was coal spelled? Was it C-O-A-L or C-O-L? And she actually wants
Colin
to send a message that, you know, Colin Firth, the actor, is a killer.
It's possible. And I'm glad she
chose Cole Allen from The Seekers.
I'm glad she chose coal because she'd be more topical and went strawberries kill if they've got two needles.
Well, she doesn't have a big enough head.
That's true.
But everyone else in that room would have.
For the Acras this year, would you get a message, you know, listen to Radio Chaser, shave the deer? For those of us who have follicles, I don't.
No, I don't think there's any place for politics at a ball with politicians.
Keep your politics out of it.
Yeah.
Well, have you ever been to that midwinter ball? It's very awkward because they bring their partners, they bring their wives and their husbands, and then they have to sort of chat with all the people they've been having affairs with the whole year.
Right.
Oh, it's the same as the Brownlow Medal then, isn't it?
All right. Now, in California, there's a sperm bank. You can actually choose what the appearance is of the person you want to impregnate you, and they have a celebrity lookalike service. Apparently, Ben Affleck is very popular. They've got Prince Harry, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, Joseph Fritzl not doing so well.
What do you think of that celebrity sperm bank? A celebrity lookalike.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Are you saying that the celebrity actually does the business with you?
No.
A lookalike of the celebrity.
You don't have to pay for that service in Hollywood.
But don't you think it is Ben Affleck? Like, just for that. Like, for all the others, it's a lookalike, but it would be for Ben. It would be Ben.
It's been a while since Argo, hasn't it? Like, he might need to raise a quid just by other means. Look, this is cat's piss for me, Dom. I think all of us are a little uneasy about, you know, engineering our children and sort of. It's like going to the shops and, you know, it's like treating children as a product where you can actually choose a beautiful Hollywood lookalike. Mm. I kind of like the surprise. I always thought the beauty of parenthood is the lucky dip of life. You could get someone that looks like Ben Affleck, or you could get someone that looks like Danny DeVito.
Radio Chaser on Sydney's Triple M.